Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you can also follow us on social media. I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter. ChrisBroussard68 on Instagram. Rob is at RobParkerFS1 on both Twitter and the gram. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst as well. He will join us at the bottom of the hour. It's always good to talk to Randy. So that will keep us in football mode. But for now, don't forget it's baseball season two. And the playoffs are just around the corner. And I tell you what, don't look now. I always love saying that, Rob. Don't look now. And I'm not sure what that means. But the Toronto Blue Jays are making a run. Making a push. They won 15 of their last 17 to take command and leadership of the wild card race. So they are getting it done, and the man who is leading them is none other than Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Of course, his dad, awesome player. But Vlad Jr. is taking it to an even higher level, I would say. And he just hit, Rob, his major league leading 45th home run yesterday to help the Blue Jays improve to 12-1 this month. And he is already that homer, Rob, it eclipsed the single season high set by his wonderful father in Montreal with the Expos in 2000. All right. Now here's the deal. Vlad Guerrero is going for the Triple Crown. He leads the American League in batting average. He's hitting .318. He leads, as I said, in home runs with 45. And he's tied for third, four back in RBI with 103. He also leads the league in OPS, second in the majors. And the question is this, Rob. Is he going to be the MVP? Now, the odds are still heavy in Shohei Ohtani's favor because Shohei, of course, is doing something we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. That's right. Something we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. He's awesome at the plate. I know he's only hitting 259, but the analytics geeks tell me batting average doesn't matter anymore. So he's got 44 home runs. He's been leading the league for most of the season. Now he's second, obviously. Top 10 in RBI with 94. And Rob, I'm going to throw a little something extra in there. He's tied for sixth in the league with 5 triples. And he's tied for eighth with 23 stolen bases. And, of course, to top it off, he's a hurler supreme. 9-2 on the mound. 3.36 ERA on the bump, 136 Ks in 115 innings pitch from the rubber. So to me, Rob Parker, I'm sorry. I like what Vlad Jr.'s doing. He is the man. I'm a fan. He's all that. But Shohei Ohtani is the MVP.
Just one question. Where are the Angels in the playoff race, Chris?
You know that. I'm
asking you, just
Mike
answer
Trout's
the question.
Mike Trout's got 3 MVPs. He's asking the Wilds once.
I'm asking
they're
you.
Like, they're not even in the playoff race.
Okay.
They got
all
the
right.
6th worst record in the AL.
All right. I'm not saying that you have to be in the playoffs to win the MVP.
Not football or basketball.
Okay.
We know that.
But here's the difference. And I'm the biggest Shohei Ohtani guy. I am.
You're a detractor.
You're trying to paint me like I don't like him. I think he's an unbelievable player. I can't believe I'm watching somebody who's pitching and playing every day. It's unbelievable. We haven't seen it since Babe Ruth. And we didn't see Babe Ruth. So, Chris, I appreciate Shohei and how talented he is. But it's a novelty act.
What?
It ain't what Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is doing. And he's going for the triple crown. You mean it would be the first time in baseball history that a guy can win a triple crown and not win the MVP? It ain't going to happen. And here's the other part. He's playing in meaningful games, Chris, in September. They've come charging back, and Vlad is doing his thing. Ohtani's batting 259. Vlad Jr.'s batting 321. You can poo-poo batting average all you want. There's a huge difference between those two numbers. And Ohtani's a third starter. Stop it. He ain't the ace. He's a third starter. He's fine. He's good. He's great. But don't make it out like the impact that he's had with the Angels is close to what Vlad has. That's what an MVP is. He's rallied the troops. They passed the Yankees. They're a game up on the Yankees. They lead the wild card. You just said it, 15 out of 17. It ain't like Vlad is here for the ride. He's leading the charge. That's what you want from an MVP candidate. Not playing meaningless games in September where you could just swing for the fences, right? Because there's nobody's pitching you. There's no game on the line. The numbers are inflated. They're phony. They're baloney. That's what they are.
What's baloney is your logic. First of all, everybody's swinging for the fences in Major League Baseball nowadays. That's not just relegated to the also-rans. All right, Rob Parker, stop it. This is the equivalent. What Shohei Ohtani is doing, and I don't care if he was the 5th member of the bullpen. He's pitching. When have we ever, and we've never seen a pitcher. Like you said, we didn't see Babe Ruth. For all we know, it's fiction. Where's the tape? All right, where's the tape? Did Babe Ruth really Ohtani is doing it for real, Rob Parker. This is the equivalent of someone in the NFL playing quarterback and linebacker. Notice I didn't say cornerback. Even that would be impressive.
I thought you were going to say linebacker. That. All right, linebacker. All right.
Because Shohei is a power hitter, and he's a power pitcher.
Who was that fat quarterback for the Giants? Do you remember that he had
the
that
fat
big... Yeah, he played for Kentucky.
Oh, yeah,
Rob,
yeah.
You know who I'm talking about. He's a left-hander.
Jerry Lorenzen, the hefty lefty, rest in peace.
Right.
That's right.
He passed?
He did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay, did you see last night
I was saying
10-pound fullback?
I was saying, Chris, like he could have played line. You know what I mean? Like, he was so big.
Yeah, well, probably he was big enough. That's for darn sure. Yeah. But you know what, Rob? It's not – okay. Is somebody playing quarterback and linebacker – and not just playing them, but playing them at an all-pro level. This is like having Aaron Rodgers and Ray Lewis balled up into one. And I'm going to give you an NBA equivalent, too. This is like when Russell Westbrook won the MVP because he averaged a triple-double, Rob. We had never seen it since Oscar Robertson. We didn't think we'd ever see it again. Magic, Jason Kidd, LeBron, Penny Hardaway. None of them did it. And here comes this 6'3 whirlwind doing what we never thought we'd see. That is the thing with Shohei. We never thought we'd see this. He's got to get it. I get it. I'm not trying to belittle the Triple Crown. The Triple Crown, to me, still is incredible.
It is. The
but
last one to do it.
It's not as incredible as what this dude is doing. That's all I'm saying.
The last guy to do it was Miguel Cabrera in 2012, Chris. It doesn't happen that
often.
Do
you think it's that? Do you think getting the Triple Crown is as impressive as what Shohei is doing?
It is from – let's look. No, Shohei is in a league by himself, but we don't have to give him the MVP for that. Like there are other things that – like – The problem I have, if both of the teams, Chris, weren't in the playoff mix, then maybe I would be with Shohei, okay? And that's why Trout has won before, because his numbers were so much more impressive than the other guys in the league. So you didn't care about the record. That's how impressive. If Shohei was batting .310 and Shohei was in the top five in RBIs and very close to Vlad's numbers, Chris, yes, he wins hands down. But he's not that close in those other numbers, and that's the problem I have. He has the home runs. He doesn't have the batting average. He's in the middle of the pack in the RBIs. He's not in the top.
Well,
this is a chance. He's in the top 10.
Tied for 10.
Okay, but I mean, Vlad is tied with the top three guys, right? I mean,
he's
as far
third,
as RBIs.
Yep.
So
but here's the thing, Rob. Other than batting average, the other numbers –
OPS, you said he leads in OPS.
No, okay, but I'm saying Vlad has had 60 more at-bats than Shohei has. So certainly home runs, Shohei's hitting them at a better pace. And RBI is probably close, if not in Shohei's favor, as far as at-bats. So, you know, I hear you. I don't want to – and I obviously, we take winning into account. I mean, that's important. But it's just different in baseball. Because, you know, one guy, even a guy that pitches and hits, can only do so much in baseball.
And we've seen it happen. Andre Dawson, Chris, I believe, was the first to do it. Be an MVP on a last place team. So
and they aren't last place. Are they last in their division? They're sixth in the American League.
Right.
I don't think they're last in their division.
But I'm just saying, for a team that didn't make it to the playoffs.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. But, Rob G., you got some numbers for us, right? Shohei's the big favorite, right?
That's right, Chris. According to our friends at Sports Betting Dime, I would have went to BetMGM if they didn't have the odds posted yet. But according to SportsBettingDime.com, as of yesterday, Shohei Ohtani is currently the favorite, which is not really surprising. But what is surprising is that he's a minus 6,000. For those of you who don't bet, who don't put shekels on things like Rob Parker, that's basically them saying he has a 98% chance of winning. the award. Right.
No, I mean, I get people because of what he's doing, and we've never seen it. But remember, it's the baseball writers who watch all the games, who are going to look at this charge and this run by Toronto, and it could sway it, Chris, unless – what if Shohei has a final 15 games and he doesn't play that well? Is he still a and the Blue Jays,
I'll give you that.
Making
if
the
he
playoffs.
Fizzles, if he fizzles, he ends up hitting 250 and maybe only hits one more home run.
Or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
where he fizzles at the
end. I'll give it to you. But what if Vlad does that, for that matter?
No, I get it.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is Vlad – does he have to win the Triple Crown to get the MVP in your view?
I think he does. I think that's what would tilt the scales.
So yep. Right now he would
he
not
he wouldn't win
be.
It, right.
Okay.
Because of Ohtani. But I'm saying if he does and he's within three RBIs of the lead, so he's definitely in play.
Right, he's got a shot. Right.
He's got a shot. And Chris's batting average is what? Is it 321 the last I looked?
321, right.
Yeah, I mean, if he has those three and they storm back and they make the playoffs or whatever, he's going to have a great shot. It's going to sway some people, and especially if Ohtani doesn't finish strong. But I will give you, if it's not a triple crown, people could justify not voting for him.
Okay, so you think if he hits gets a triple crown, you think he should be the MVP?
Yes,
do you think
absolutely.
He will? If he gets the triple crown,
yeah,
will
I think
he has.
I think
MVP?
He has a great shot if he gets the triple crown.
I'm gonna tell you like we tell our callers. This is the Odd Couple. No, I think he's got a great shot. Is he going to be the MVP? You know the writers. If he gets the triple crown, is he going to be the MVP?
Yes, he is. He will be okay. He will be the MVP with the triple crown. I believe writers will take that into account. It's so hard to do. It's only happened a handful of times. You think pitching and playing baseball and playing every day is hard? Try winning a triple crown. It just hadn't been done by that many players.
Yeah, and pitching and hitting has. That comes around all the time.
It's a novelty.
877-99 on Fox. This is a good one. What do you guys think? Who's the AL MVP? Is it Vlad Guerrero?
I can't wait
Jr.,
to hear this.
Who's going for the triple crown? Or is it Shohei Ohtani, who's doing something that we haven't seen since allegedly Babe Ruth? 877-99 on Fox. You're turned away with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, go to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination because they offer free battery services like free battery testing. That's awesome. And free battery charging, that's even more awesome. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to the Zone, AutoZone. It's your battery solution and the number one battery destination in these United States of America. 877-99 on Fox. Big question here. Who's the American League MVP? Is it Vlad Guerrero Jr., who's going for the Triple Crown? Or is it Shohei Ohtani, who is not only hitting and second in the league in homers, but pitching at a 9-2 clip with a 3.36 ERA.
Chris, I just looked it up. Since 1947, I start there. That's when Jackie Robinson broke into Major League Baseball, right? So I start there. How many triple crown winners have we seen in Major League Baseball since 1947?
I'm going to say three. Two.
You were better off with three, but five.
Really? Wow.
Only five since 1947. And the last one was Miguel Cabrera, 2012.
You have the names?
Yeah. Ted Williams in 1947. Mickey Mantle in 1956. You ready, Chris? He batted 353. 52 home runs and 130 RBIs in 1956. In 1966, Frank Robinson. 1967, it was Carl Yastrzemski with the Red Sox. And then 2012, Miguel Cabrera. Batted 330, 44 home runs, 139 RBIs. Those are impressive numbers.
Yeah. All right, let me ask you this. Since 1947, how many guys have hit and pitched?
Zero. I knew that was coming. I just knew that was coming. Whatever. Ray in Seattle, you're the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ray?
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on the show. I love your show, and I'm always dying to hear your takes.
Appreciate it. And you know what? Chris was right. This is a good debate here because these both guys are worthy.
Definitely. Yep. Yep. I'm not going to complain if it's Vlad Rob.
Yeah, and I'm not going to complain if Shohei wins. Ray, who you got?
So I got Shohei right now because, you know, the writers are going to get enamored with what he's doing. It hasn't been done in over a century. Right. And on top of that, when you look at those numbers, he might win the home run race. If he wins that and on top of that gets votes for the Cy Young, that's going to be unprecedented. So with that said, right now, without Vladimir having a solid hold on the Triple Crown, it's got to be Shohei. It's got to be Shohei, unless the mini impaler gets, you know, the Triple Crown, which is going to put the voters.
So, but here's the thing, okay, Rob, because Rob agrees with you on that, but if he gets the Triple Crown, do you think it's still Shohei?
I think it's still Shohei, just because what he's done is he's doing more for his team on the mound and hitting. Because without him, who's going to go see the Angels play, to be honest with you?
It'd be one thing, Rob, if he was – I mean, you know, record is you know, not what it used to be in pitching. But it'd be one thing if he had, a 4.9 ERA or something.
Well, he was ran on the mound,
He's not going to get Cy Young votes, though.
No.
He's not going to get Cy Young.
Ray, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Mark in Detroit, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
Hey, good evening. How y'all guys doing?
Man,
we are
great.
Good, man. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Before I get started, let me first say you're one of my favorite sports talk shows that I listen to on a daily basis. I really appreciate everything, your comments, your statistics, your topics and everything. So I appreciate you. Chris, I watch you almost every day on
First things first.
Rob, you from the D. I'm proud of you, man. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
I used to read your articles when you used to write for the newspaper here. So my hat's off to you.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, man. Yep. We appreciate you, brother.
We do. We really appreciate it. Our anniversary's coming up on Friday. Well, 3 years in the books. We start our fourth on Monday, so we appreciate that. But, Mark, who do you got in this AL MVP race?
I got to side with you, Rob. I think if Gladio Jr. wins the Triple Crown and the MVP, if he wins the Triple Crown and with the Blue Jays being in the hunt for the playoffs, I got to give the nod to him just because his team record and the overall season will be better than the Angels. Even though the pitcher for the Angels, he's doing something that hasn't been done since Babe Ruth, like you've been saying.
Right,
and
Shohei.
I don't know if we ever see it again. But
no doubt. Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Hey, real quick, Raul and Corona. I want to squeeze Raul in because we're 1-1.
This will be the tiebreaker.
Yep. Yeah, Raul and Corona, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. We need to break this tie.
Hey, I got it for you, but I might keep it at a tie. First and foremost, Ron.
No. Chris. You got to pick a side.
You know, we're up against it, so if you got pleasantries, we appreciate them, but we just need to get to the chest.
I'm going to break the tie right here. So I'm from Corona, so I'm biased. I'm an Angels fan, grew up diehard Angels fan, grew up in Orange County. Now, I totally understand what Vlad Guerrero Jr. has been doing. It's awesome. He wins the Triple Crown. It's going to be great. It doesn't get done that often. Like Rob just said, last person to do it was Miguel Cabrera. But now just imagine what Shohei has done. No one's done this since Babe Ruth.
Yep.
Now imagine if he was just a dedicated fielder and was batting every day and wasn't having to pitch? Was he going to be putting equivalent numbers now to Vladimir Guerrero
Jr.? That's a good point.
That's a debate. Who knows? Who knows what would happen there? But he's their ace pitcher right now. They're hovering around 500. What would the team be without Shohei and without Mike Trout? They'll probably be probably worst team in baseball.
They're bad with them, bad without.
Right.
I mean,
right.
I hate to say that.
Well, we appreciate that. So Chris, he broke the tie picking them. Shohei.
Yeah.
So it was still tight, right?
No, it's a good race. It's a good race. All right. We got Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Our next guest is a former NFL Executive of the Year. You hear him here every week, Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, friend of the show, clearly, Randy Mueller. Randy, welcome.
Randy.
How are you?
What's going on, guys?
How are you?
We are good, man. We are good. Good to speak to you, as always. Let's start from last night. Surprising, well, maybe not to everybody, with the Raiders beating the Ravens. Do you think that was a sign of things to come for the Ravens, as in they're not going to be as good this year as they've been in the last few years, and last night was just kind of the beginning of a tough season for them?
Well, I think we talked about it maybe last week, in that my worry was that Lamar Jackson would have the weight of the world on his shoulders. And because of injuries and other deals, other things that are going on, the offensive line's not what it was a year ago either. So I just felt like he has to make every play. Everything has to happen good for him. There's just no margin for error the way they're set up. So I don't think teams have figured out him. I don't buy that narrative at all. I just think that until he gets some help, until they do things that really give him a chance to have a little margin for error, it's going to be a struggle. They're going to have to play perfect. He's not going to, be able to fumble a ball. It's just not, it's not built in like that, and some teams are. So I don't know if it's, Chris, that they're not as good as they have been. They're set up different. You know, they traded out Orlando Brown at right tackle for Villanueva, for the kid from Pittsburgh, a different skill set altogether, more of a finesse guy, struggled to control the edge for the running game. He's not Orlando Brown, big, strong, physical dude.
Last night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. And so it's a different team and a different day. And so they're going to have to figure out a different way to do things. And I just feel bad for Lamar in that I just see him. He's the one in the boat paddling like crazy, and everybody else is waiting for him to do something.
Were the Jaguars missing Tim Tebow? I mean, Urban Meyer, hello. Welcome to the NFL, because people painted the picture that Houston – was terrible. I mean, Tyrod Taylor's not going to give up the ball. You know, he doesn't turn it over. He's a decent quarterback. He might not be a superstar, but he's decent. But tell me about Jacksonville and Urban Meyer. That team did not look good out of the gate. And also give me a grade on Trevor Lawrence in his first game. I know his first pass was a touchdown, but give me those two scenarios.
Well, that was actually a game, Rob, and I'm no picker of games. I'll be the first to admit that. But I felt like Houston was going to be the better team. I actually like what Houston has done. Now, they've been dealt a bad hand, right, with the Deshaun Watson deal, and we've talked about it. That's a uphill battle for them. But the amount of changes they've had, they were ready to go. They were ready to play. I love what their coach has done from a kumbaya standpoint, and I thought they'd be ready. I just think Jacksonville is not a good team. They're not talented. I sense some chemistry issues there. I don't know how much the team is buying into the culture, quote, so to speak.
Right.
You know, I think a lot of things are upside down there, and it's not going to be a college, type setting. Maybe Jacksonville is a little bit of a college town, but it's not going to be a college setting. In the NFL, it's different, and I think Urban's going to have a learning curve. I said it when they hired him. It's not going to happen quick for him, and a lot of times they're going to lose a lot of games quickly, and it's just a matter of if he's going to be able to endure the losing. The other teams are good. The other teams are professional football players, and he's not going to walk out with a better team like they do in college 80% of the time.
Randy, let's stay there. We saw probably the best college coach ever, Nick Saban, struggle in the NFL as well. What are some of the big differences that a college coach faces when he comes to the NFL? Like, what's the difference at the two levels?
Well, you happen to talk to the right guy because I was the GM of the Dolphins when Nick was there, so I saw it firsthand. It was hard for him. It was different. We used to jokingly kid around, and he'd say, "Hey, we only got one first-round pick." Well, you know, in college, he can recruit five right. each year.
Right.
So, there's just no margin for error at the NFL level. So you don't get the swing and miss on a five-star recruit that doesn't pan out. They come after you when you do that, and your team suffers. So I think it's just the different communication levels in dealing with men, with kids that are full-grown adults. That's hard. You can't beat them down. We only have 53, right? We can't run off the third corner because the fourth corner is way worse. So we got to hug them up. And sometimes that's hard for college coaches because they've been king of their own castle. And really it's the players that run the NFL. And frankly, I like it, but it's not for everybody. You know, it's hard. And so I think it's a mental approach that they just have to deal with different things. They have to make a lot more decisions, that's for sure, because in the NFL, you're deciding roster stuff every day. And I know it takes a while for these coaches to allow others to be involved in those decisions. That's something Urban's going to have to adjust as well. He can't make every decision. He's going to have to allow the people around him and trust them to make some of those calls. So it's a struggle. I'm not saying it can't be done. I mean, I was with Dennis Erickson in Seattle, and he was a 500 coach in 4 years, and I felt like he would have got over the hump. Just a different mentality, and you've got to be able to deal with people and have people skills to keep everybody in line, and that's sometimes a struggle when you come from college.
I don't want to belabor the point. Just a yes or no answer, and then I have another question. Will Urban Meyer go back to college and coach at USC, yes or no?
I don't know if it's USC, Rob, but I could see him going back to college at some point. Just not used to losing and can't accept it. That's hard for these guys.
Okay, that's a fair answer. All right, how about Steelers went to Buffalo, and they shut down the big plays, the defense. Chris was all on the Steelers. He liked their defense. I was surprised. I was shocked that Buffalo was manhandled and not able to do what they do. What did you make of that game for Pittsburgh?
I think we forgot how good a coach Mike Tomlin is, I'll be honest with you. I think a lot of the –
Ask Terry Bradshaw, he says that he's a cheerleader. I mean
– I don't think anything could be further from the truth. I think Mike Tomlin is a motivator of men, and I think they had a plan that they knew would work. They put it into effect. It's one thing to have a good team on paper, and sometimes these up-and-coming teams, they look great on paper. But you know how things happen, right? Everybody has a plan until you get punched in the face. And the Steelers are used to playing in big games. And so they got enough out of Ben. I don't think it's, you know, going to be that easy sledding along the way. But, hey, game one, you can get up for one game and play good in game one. And we'll see how the rest of it goes. But I think it's a wake-up call for Buffalo, and I think it'll actually help them in the long run.
Who's better right now, Uncle Ben or Big Ben? I'm just curious.
I got to have respect for both, but Big Ben I respect just because he's been there, done that.
Randy, in Chicago, I think I was in the minority. I was on board with starting Andy Dalton, but he wasn't impressive in the first game, and obviously you're playing the Rams, so that's a tough one. But at this point, and you know, some people feel like don't throw Justin Fields out there against that defense for his first start. But now you're past the Rams. Do you think at this point they should just go with Justin Fields and, you know, see what he can do?
Well, here's been my fear all along. And I wrote this for Fox Digital in a preview last month. I was worried about the locker room tuning out the narrative of Matt Nagy. If he keeps talking about why we're not playing Justin Fields and this and that, those players know, right? They know who the players are. So they see this every day. I just think that's going to get old for them. I think his time is limited with Andy Dalton, and I know maybe he promised him a chance and all that. I get all that. But at some point, he's going to have to play this kid. And I don't think it's going to be for a play or two here or there just to appease the masses. The guys in the locker room know he gives them the best chance to win. When that is, I think it's going to come sooner than later. I can't imagine it going on beyond 5 or 6 weeks. I think he thinks that Dalton can help him win games early in the season,
But the long run play, obviously, is to play Justin Fields. And I'm not so sure he doesn't create more problems for defenses early in the season.
Yeah, but right. but Randy, Nagy's trying to hold on to his job, too. You put a kid out there who's not ready. I'm giving you the other side because people coach based on what's going to work for them. You know, like his career's on the line. You put him out there and you lose the first five or six games, you're done, right? You're done.
I agree with you, but just because his agenda is different, it may not be the right agenda for the
Bears. I agree. I'm with you, but I'm saying guys think like that, don't they? Hey, I got to win a couple games here.
No doubt. There's different agendas involved with these decisions, and it makes it hard on the franchise and the fans and the locker room. And I always let the locker room rule, right? Whatever I felt like those guys knew and wanted, for the most part, they understand the best players and who should be playing.
That's why Tebow's not in the league.
Great stuff, Randy. As always, we appreciate you. Thanks for the time.
Looking forward to spending some time with you guys this season. Thanks a lot.
Yep. See you. All right, is a championship ring really a must-have for Carmelo Anthony? We'll get into that next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel? It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games, like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Rob, we all know Carmelo Anthony joining the Los Angeles Lakers. And Carmelo told friend of the show, Chris Haynes of Yahoo, that he's got to win. Here's his direct quote. "The only thing I don't have is a championship. I've won at every level. I had to really come to grips and say, if I walk away without a title, I'm cool. But now that I'm with the Lakers, it's a must-have. There's no question about it. We got to get it. It's go time now. I got to think about it every second of the day." Here's what I want to ask you, Rob, because I think Carmelo Anthony is not only a Hall of Famer, but a no-doubt first-ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think you think so. Am I correct? You don't think he's a Hall? You're not sure he's a Hall of Famer? You don't think he is? Or
I
get it. You might say the NBA Hall of Fame is what it is, but you know.
No, it is what it is. I mean, I get it. Like, if you add all together, I get all the scoring. I think there's more. I don't think that everybody belongs in the Hall of Fame. I think we get carried away with it. I think it's a special place. It should be for special players. I'm going to admit to you. I mean, Chris Webber in the Hall of Fame, did I feel good about that, Chris? I guess. He was good. He was very good. Was he the best player out there? I don't know if he was. I'm serious, and I'm not picking on Chris Webber. Do you know?
Really?
I mean, is he in with Michael Jordan and Dr. J? Like when you start talking about all time,
that's every league's got.
No,
that.
I know, but I'm saying I do believe it's for the very special and the best of the best. That's all. Not for longevity, not because people liked you or not. And the Basketball Hall of Fame different. Because Chris Webber was a trendsetter in college and the Fab Five, and I get all that. Even though they never won a Big Ten title and they never won a championship, they went
but they
there,
did
right?
Get, yeah, they yeah, got their
point. I got that, and they went there as freshman and sophomore, and they were a big deal in college basketball. So I understand that. But look. The Carmelo thing, yes, played a long time, put up a lot of points to
score.
Right,
Carmelo's the 10th leading scorer of all time.
I get it, right.
So, I like I said, but even beyond that, to me, I mean, Tracy McGrady's in the Hall of Fame. Tracy McGrady
doesn't belong in the Hall of Fame. If I had a vote, I would not vote for Chris Mullins.
The Hall of Fame.
I wouldn't vote for Chris Mullins.
Melo's better than all of those guys. Melo, let's look at this year's class. He's better than Chris Webber. Would you agree with that?
Yes. But I'm saying Chris Webber doesn't belong.
I think he's better than Chris Bosh, too. I know Bosh got the rings. Bosh probably isn't a Hall of Famer, Rob, if he doesn't get those rings.
I totally agree. If he just had played on and had, you know, pretty good numbers or whatever.
Stay with the Raptors,
right. Right. I'm with you. I think winning matters. I think that enhances your resume. And Carmelo knows, even if he doesn't, he won in college. He won. So he doesn't have to win. Right, he doesn't have to win. Look at and here's the other thing. Jim Boeheim's been coaching for what, 100 years, Chris? How many years has it been? And if it wasn't for Carmelo Anthony, he wouldn't have a championship. Just think about that at Syracuse.
Hey, it's tough in the one and done March Madness, man. It's tough in the one and done March Madness. But I just think, right, our appreciation level for Carmelo Anthony is different.
Yeah, no, it is.
Like, I think Carmelo Anthony is a great player. Legitimately great career. I get it. He didn't win much. And forget championship. You know, he didn't win much. He made the playoffs a lot. Remember his rookie year, he took a Denver team that had won 17 games the year before and took them to the playoffs in the West. LeBron didn't do that in the East his first year. And so Melo got his teams to the playoffs. He just couldn't get them above that. The one year when he had a true point guard ride with Chauncey Billups, remember they gave the Lakers, Kobe and the Lakers, trouble, took them to six games in the Western Conference Finals. That really was the most playoff success he's ever had.
And you remember that was Chauncey who made it to four straight conference finals in a row. Chauncey was the difference. And you know what, Chris? If you look up that series or you remember, Chauncey didn't play well and they lost. You know, like he had that string. He was a bridesmaid 4 years in a row.
Well, and Chauncey would tell you, right? We've heard quotes from Chauncey where Melo needed someone to tell him no or get down on the block or I'm going to another player this possession. You know what I mean? So had he played with that type of leader like Chauncey, maybe things would have been different in terms of winning. And I get that. He hasn't won big. But he is a great individual player. And so I think he's a Hall of Famer. Do you think if he wins this, if they get a championship, you know, he's going to be a role player if they get one. So I don't know how much this enhances it for him.
It doesn't enhance him at all. Yeah. It really, you're right.
It's
a
great
role
to
player,
get it, but yeah, it doesn't change his legacy. All right, iCouple, an hour left. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!